I've been listening to a lot of people recently complaining about car insurance. In my day job, I supervise quite a number of people who are significantly younger than me, as in nearly half my age. And all of these people have or are taking driving tests and finding cars. And they're all paying ridiculous amounts of car insurance. And there was one lad who says he's looking at a 1.4, this, that and the other, and it's costing him nearly £3,500, £4,000 for insurance. And he says it's nearly £1,000 if he goes on his parents' insurance. The thing that gets me is, I thought the law stated you weren't allowed anything more than a 1.1 when you first passed your test. Or has that just slipped by the by now? I am slightly confused because I'm sure that's what I heard and how I understood it. That to stop people having high insurance and such expensive crashes, they were going to be 1.1 restricted. 1100 or, you know, 1098, whatever it is, restrictions on vehicles for new drivers so that they can get used to driving on their own without a high-powered car, as in driving mummy's or daddy's car and then putting it up the side of a lamppost or in someone's house. I'm curious to know other people's thoughts.